If you feel like you have the enabling thing, maybe you have both, maybe whatever, but you know that there's this gentle, soft, try to make everything right, spongy kind of thing going on in your life. And you see now where there is control behind it, where there's fear behind it, where it keeps things bound in there that you've already renounced and you're ready for it all to be free. If that's you, ladies first, come up. Let me just give you a sheet of paper. I'll show you what's... This is really powerful, you guys. This is really powerful. That's all right. Get the door out of the way and it'll be easier. Okay? All right. I want you to put it straight up and down like a door. The way I keep seeing it, where's the extra one? Here's how I've been seeing it in my spirit when God showed me we were going to do this. I don't see it standing like this. I see it like this. And it's the thing that's in between you and freedom from control in you, freedom from fear in you, freedom from hurt in you. Some of you have already seen the thing behind the door that's you, and some of you get to go through that now. I'm believing for those who've already seen the thing behind that door, renounced it, hate it, cast it out, whatever, it's going to come out when the door leaves. For those of you who actually didn't know there was anything back there and this is new revelation to you and you never thought of yourself as controlling and you had no idea there might be hidden anger there or passive aggressiveness, well, you might want to go get some of the teachings we've done in the last year after this door comes down. Okay? So that you can move into forgiveness and all that kind of thing, because we're not going to have time for all that tonight. All right. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for trying to take your place, for hiding control and fear, for trying to make everything okay, for thinking I could be the Savior, but also taking the blame. Lord, everything being aimed at me and me receiving that, striving to make things right. Forgive me for being a false peacemaker. For complacency. Lord, for not trusting you and your word. Lord, I ask you to set me free. Forgive me for all control. For being scornful. I surrender all of it. I want to be led by your spirit. I want the people on the other side of this door to be led by your spirit. Forgive me for trying to be in charge. Or subtly manipulate by trying not to be in charge. God, you alone are the Savior, the Deliverer, the Healer. Father, your ways are not our ways. The things you tell us to do are not always things that we would have thought of. And sometimes the things we thought of are not the things you tell us to do. I break the power of opinion. Now, maybe you don't see yourself as an enabler, but you're like, well, you know, that scornful thing and that, maybe I need to get free there. So you can still pray this and come up and get prayer. Whew. God, I want you to be God. Oh, Lord, I want you to be God. Reveal any hidden things behind this door. Behind any door. Any wall. I want to be free. I thank you, God, for all that you are. For your using me, Lord, to help others get free. Father, let my self-esteem be in belonging to you and not what I do. And not on how my children feel about me or my spouse or my friends or anyone else. I break the power of man pleasing. And Lord, I just want to please you. I want to be led by you. Forgive me for the mess I've made. any way Satan's used me. I ask you to fix all that. I surrender my marriage to you, my children to you, my parents to you, my relatives to you, my employers to you, even people at Beauty for Ashes. I give it all to you. You are Lord. I surrender tonight. A deeper surrender. I ask you to set me free tonight. A greater freedom. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's go ahead and do this while we're at it. Lord, where I'm the controlling one.
Lord, where I'm the controlling one.
In any relationship where I'm on the other side of the door.
Being used by the enemy.
To cause the person on the other side. To break through. Forgive me. Forgive me for the power I felt when I could push somebody else's buttons. Forgive me for the control and manipulation. The threats. Whatever things I did. Led by the enemy. To cause someone else. To become angry. And controlling. Forgive me for contention. And striving. Being a part of this junk. Forgive me for any power I felt. When I got someone to come through. That door. Or cause them. To feel bad. Because they lost it. God, I want out of this mess. I surrender it all to you. I break the power of that false power in every way it manifested. I forgive myself. I give anyone who's been on the other side of the door. I forgive everyone who had a door. Who lorded it over me. Who made me come through the door. Father, set me free. In Jesus' name. Now here's what you're going to do when I get to you. You're going to take the door. You're going to put it under your feet. And you're going to release both yourself and the other person that you held bound with that door. And as you're releasing them, woof. I'm believing God's going to just take all these things out that we've ministered and we've renounced, and even things, anything that you've done on a tape that you really meant and saw and hate it, but it was able to hide under this door. I believe it's going to come out. All right. I believe some people are going to move into that freedom that we've been declaring, that they've been seeing more and more, and that this is just going to totally lose its hold on you. Okay.